Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, thinking of all things. He is wonderful. As I get to know the Lord for myself, Daniel showed us how important it is when you know the Lord. Those that do know the Lord their God, they will be strong. They won't be weak. They'll do what makes sense. They'll be able to help people in the worst conditions. No matter what Satan does, they will win. They will do exploits. They will exploit Satan. Satan tried to exploit them, but he can't. That's why he can't do his worst. He can't fulfill his plan because the church is in the way. Not the dead church, the living church. There has to be a great falling away or the rapture. Either one. The church has to be out of the way for him to pull off his schemes. He's trying to. He's desperately trying to. But see, if whatever he does, once we know it, we'll shut it down. Why? Through prayer. Why? Because we can. We will exploit him. He can't exploit us. Not those who know God. Not those who are strong. He has to deal with weak people. He has to use subtleties and dance around the church. Easy comforts. You know, I wrote a bird, a living letter years ago. And it exposed his scheme, how he uses slumber comforts. Compromise. A little bit of distraction here and there in the church world. You know, it goes right back to the same thing that Isaiah showed us in Isaiah chapter 30. The people came to Isaiah, don't prophesy God to us. Prophesy smooth things. Then they said, prophesy deceits. They didn't want God in their thinking anymore. They wanted comfortable things. They wanted a fun life. But people that know their God, they don't betray their God. Why? Because they love him. Because they've gotten to know him. They see him. Their eye is single. And their whole body is full of light. And as people get to know the Lord with that first love, they don't desire the things of the world anymore. And the enemy tries to distract them. That's how he did me. And I know what he's up to. But I also know how wonderful it is if you endeavor to learn God. If you treasure God's word. When you treasure his word, you can go forward and not backwards. You can do the living things and not the dead things. You can do what's right. You can do what's alive. And you can see the way to go. The difference, anybody can learn. Everybody can judge right and wrong. Because our great ancestor, Adam, ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So now you can judge what's good and what's evil. Man isn't innocent anymore. Now you got to choose from a negative towards a positive all the time. Negativity is all around you, but you got to always choose God's way. Not just God's promises, but God's way. What is right? Some people, they know what's right, but they don't always choose the upper road of what's right. They may take the easy path, and they don't have a devoted love towards what is right. So that was a church called the Holiness Church, and they were stout about doing what was right and being fully dedicated. But see, that will only go so far. Holiness will only last as long to the point of your love and wisdom. And it can become a form of pride. But when you are operating according to the love of God, when that's first, being holy won't be a problem because you don't want the evil things. And you're devoted to what's right because it's right. because it's of God, because it's love, because it's truth. And then you become wise. And when you hate evil, when you hate the evil way, and you fear God, the more you see God, the more you're in awe of Him, and you fear Him. And that's the beginning of knowledge. And because you love God, you see how He is. You love Him more and more. The more you understand Him, the more you love Him. Satan can't do nothing with a person of that caliber. Now, my message is always about following God. Some kind of way God puts that in everything I do. Because it's necessary. In fact, I really want to teach something else. Because I'm willing to follow Him. In my personal time with the Lord, I ask Him my questions unrelated to things about following God. But I know every time, and then I learn great things. I learn wonderful things. And sometimes I get a teacher, sometimes I have to hold it. And wait till He wanted to reveal it. And it makes me want to follow God more. I see the rewards of following God, the treasures. I treasure following God. I take all the pressure off me. And I know the rapture's nearby. I know it's imminent. But my life isn't painful. I can wait. It doesn't really matter when it comes, as far as I'm concerned. I love my life. I like what I do every day. And I want to obey Him and do all that's in His heart. The more I say it, the more I want to do it. Charles Capps said, it won't just happen because you say it, but saying it is involved with working it. And he's right. It gets in your attitude. It gets in your motives. When you speak life towards your life, when you treasure the Word of God with what's right. Now, there are so many promises and blessings from doing what's right. See, if you build on a foundation, you can't fall. If you can't be bought, you can't be bribed. If you can't be bribed, then Satan, what does Satan have to work with when you keep operating according to the love of God? If you want to be holy and pure, just love God and love His people. You ain't going to do it wrong. You're not going to do God wrong. You won't betray God. And if you won't betray God, you don't betray man either. But if you'll betray man, you'll betray God too. They're tied together. Our love is always tied together. The way we treat man is the way we treat God. That's just the way it is. It can't be undone. So, if I love you, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to be ill towards you. I'm going to try to serve you. See, it's one thing to care about a person and don't wish them no harm and you love them that way. But what will you do to aid them? What will you do to help them out? Now your love has grown deeper. What will you do for them? What does God need from you? What will you give Him? But many times we focus on the work that we can do for Him. But that will take care of itself, just like holiness will for love. Just love God. Give Him your life. Give Him your... One of the greatest gifts you can give God is your attention. Give Him your attention. And then you'll give Him your life. If you try to give Him your life without giving Him your attention, it's not going to last. You're going to try to do something, and it's going to become more important than looking at Him. Give Him your attention. Hear Him out. Hear what He's saying to you. If you can give Him your attention, He'll show you what's important, and then you'll put forth your efforts. And when you pay tithes or give offerings or give Him your abilities, because He had your attention, He can show you the best way to serve. I used to want to serve God so bad. I wanted to reach people and bless people, and I didn't know how to do it. And before He called me to the ministry, I just loved God and I wanted to serve Him. So on Friday nights, when most guys my age, in my 20s, would get in trouble, we would go clean up the church. We fellowshiped as, me and three other guys, we clean up the church, wash the baptism pool, vacuum the floors, and wipe off the pews. And then we went and got something to eat, talked, bowling or whatever. We wanted to serve God. And we talked about the Lord the whole time. See, you can replace a negative with a positive. I come out of a band. I used to be in a band. And Friday nights was a time that a lot of guys that age would get in trouble. They get girlfriends and they do things. You know, they things that'll take you away from the love of God. And we all wanted wives. We wanted to be married. We didn't want to do wrong. When I left the world, I was done with the world. I didn't want the world anymore. Even when I was in the world, I made a lot of choices. I wasn't saved at that time, but I did want a good life. I wanted a wife. I didn't want a girlfriend. I wanted a wife. But I wanted to know that I would do right. And that was a big problem. And then, when I got saved, I saw I could do right. Now I can live. I can be an honest person. See, when you're in the world, you do whatever. You may not like it, but you can't control it. You're outclassed. Even with your best intentions, you fail all the time. I treasure the love of God. I can be the way I desire to be. I can do what I saw my parents do. I saw them live a godly life, but I didn't think I could do it. Because I couldn't. I'm not on my own. Once I got saved, I said, I can do this. We are made righteous. You don't have to go and brag about how righteous you are, because you couldn't make yourself righteous in the first place. That's why it just makes the devotion even greater. Because God gave you an ability, a grace, and now you want to serve Him. And when you're in that kind of mode, you want to serve God, He can show you greater ways of doing so. He can prepare you for what He needs. And God is lacking in that area among His people, because they put their focus on what they're trying to do for Him. But if He had your attention, He can refine you. He can show you the best way to do what you're doing. He can guide you to where you are anointed. And that's the theme of what I taught this week, in the previous broadcast. When you're anointed, it outclasses what you can do on your own. Just like when you was a sinner and wanted to do right. If you want to do right, some sinners really do want to do right. But they can't. They're outclassed by sin. But now that when you get saved, now you have the ability to do what's right. All right, same principle. If you really want to serve God and have an outstanding ministry that does God's will, give up. Do what God tells you to do. Don't plan it out. You can't go to no seminary, no college, nowhere, and just get an education and go start a ministry of your own making, and it works like God's will. If God has to guide you, whatever office He give you, receive that office. Paul pointed it out. You can. Some people pray to be a bishop. That's a good intent. But let God give you the office He want to give you. You'll be more effective doing it. It'll mean more to you. If God called you to be an evangelist and you're trying to be an apostle, it's not going to work. Be the evangelist. If He wants you to be an apostle and you was trying to be a pastor, call yourself what God called you. Receive what God give you to do, and you'll be more effective. If you love to teach, and God called you to be an apostle. That's what happened to me. I love teaching. My mother was a teacher. But He called me to be an apostle. And then in that office, He used me to teach more than anything. But see, because he called me to be an apostle. He sent my words where the way he wanted. He lined it up the way he wanted to. Sometimes the things that's in your heart has a part of you that's going to do that. But do it the way God say do it. Let God reveal to you what to do and do it. Now this is why people fail. You can know of a truth and not receive it. Or you can receive it a little bit. The only areas of life where you have faith, hear me good, is where you, the areas of God's word that you receive in your heart with intent to obey it. Now, you can hear the word of God and agree with it. That's good. You can hear the word of God, agree with it, and desire it. That's good. You can hear the word of God, agree with it, desire it, and receive it. And that's great. Now watch this. You can hear the word of God, agree with the word of God, receive the word of God, and also embrace the word of God, treasuring it with devotion. Now, that's when you're going to get to know it. If you receive the word of God, you're going to get to know it. If you agree with the word of God, you got potential. But when you act on it, when you receive it to do it, that's when you're going to finish getting the revelation out of it. And a lot of people are living in agreement with God, but they lack the revelation of what God can do in their life. That's why they don't give God their attention. They're too busy trying to make something happen of their own doing. We need to be guided by the Holy Spirit. See, the areas of life that you're strong, that's the areas that you receive God's word and you treasure it, you embrace it. Now you've got a lock on it, you got it. And it's everything with God is ever increasing. Because you got it, now you're operating in it. What's going to happen? You're going to treasure it even more when you see what that word can do in your life. There was a man in jail. He had one page of the Bible and he read it. And he read it. It got in his heart. He was devoted and he did great things when he got out. I even heard about a man that he knew the sound of each key, and he didn't have a keyboard and he didn't have anything else to do. And he remembered the notes and he taught himself to play the piano. When he got out, he could play. A man can do so many wonderful things. Now, when you receive God's word within your heart, you can do some things. It's just, you're not limited. When you follow God, you keep receiving His word, you become refined. If you found gold and didn't know what it was, you might think it's a rock and throw it and skip it across the lake. But a person with a trained eye, they say, hey, that's real gold. That's not fool's gold. That's not a rock. That's gold. And they polish it. When they find diamonds, you know, and silver, they refine it. When you see silver before it's refined, you may think it's dirt or rock. But when you refine it, now it's beautiful. So when you get a hold to the word of God, it's the same process. You can be refined in every way. God loves you. When you obey Him, you can do what you normally could not do. And it's beautiful. When you follow Him and obey Him and do all that's in His heart, you know, you're ever increasing. The Word of God is being refined in you. You're being blessed by it. God is taking you forward, not backwards. You'll see why it's so important for you to follow Him. And what you can do as you do. When you follow Him, everything changes. Everything is much greater. Receiving God's word is key. Embracing God's word with intent to serve. Being dedicated. Satan can't do anything. He can't bribe a person like that. He can't get them off track. and he can't win. I'm out of time. Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.